This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I'm Cakes. It's not my real name. It's a goofy radio nickname. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. I'm joined by my pal, Jason Bishop.
Hello, John Allville.
It was brought to my attention that Jason Bishop placed no bets last night. It's very weird. It's very disturbing.
Stupid.
I have to place a welfare check on Jason Bishop.
I'll make up for it tonight. I promise you.
What's going on over there? John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes? Let me tell you, I hate the GW Parkway, although it's my fastest way to get to work.
Gotcha.
But I get bitter when they shut it down.
Yeah, it's not a great option. And Eric Bickle, with us.
Why'd they shut it down? What's going on?
In anticipation of the snow.
Yes, because the snow is coming.
Snowmageddon coming.
It's pending.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. But
I mean, 3 to 6 inches is Snowmageddon. That's what I've heard.
It's a lot for this area.
I guess. I don't know.
I was looking at the school closings last night, and all the schools were anticipating to leave early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Montgomery County had called for early dismissal yet, but Prince George's County, where your wife teaches, I believe they're 3 hours or 2 hours early.
Probably 2 hours, yeah.
Early dismissal. Mm-hmm. And just looking at the week ahead for me, because you care about you more than anybody else, Isabella goes to St. Elizabeth's Catholic School.
Mm-hmm.
They already had off, planned off for Friday. And I think Monday is President's Day or some sort of day off.
Jeez, so we hit me to that. Yeah.
We have off next Monday. So the Catholic schools, it seems like to me now, we're only there. This is our second year there. It seems to me they like to do wraparounds like Jason.
Sure.
So they give you off Friday. So if there's no school tomorrow, which is likely, and no school Thursday, which is probably likely because the snow in this area can't handle it, just be off for like a week.
Because kids never go to school.
They try to fit them in. They'll try to squeeze in Friday if they can.
Friday's already off at St. Elizabeth's.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, there you go.
No, Kate is the same thing.
Well,
barely go to school this week.
If my wife's school is out early today, she's gonna come home and she's going to see her knight in shining armor snoring on the couch, just zonked out.
Did you have a late one?
Well, I had a late one, and most critical, I had no nap yesterday. it's borderline national tragedy.
I didn't realize you were going straight from the show to MGM National Harbor, your home away from home.
Yeah, give us an update on that, how that's going.
I made it to day two in the event, which is Wednesday, there's another flight today.
Right.
I think I'm in the cash, but it also is determined by what happens in the second flight of this event.
Hmm.
So how does that work? Explain. So
they have to play down to like a certain percentage of the field.
Yeah.
If they do that again in the second flight like they did last night,
you're in.
Then I'm guaranteed probably a paltry min cash.
All right. That's fine. It gets you going.
Yeah, I'm okay.
You have a stack?
I've got like a 20 big blind stack coming back.
Well, you play a little bit.
It's not great, but it's
not great, but you got to, okay, you got to fight.
Yeah, you're back right after the show?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Sorry.
Yeah, not tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Or wait, today.
Today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. Right,
yeah, today,
today's Tuesday.
Today, no poker.
Yeah.
Wednesday, more poker.
Well, you wouldn't want to deal with the roads and all that nonsense today. Unless you were staying there.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat something. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take a long winter's nap. Probably a drab level nap. A 2-hour-er.
Mm.
Nice. I mean, that's a solid one.
Nice.
Eric, got it penciled in.
Eric, I'm seeing 4 to 8. Not 3 to 6.
I've heard 3 to 6, but you live out in the boonies.
Well, no, I think it's going to be 4 to 8 for most of the area. 6 to 10 a little further south, but I mean, I'm hoping it's only 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want 8. 8's going to be a pain in the ass tomorrow morning getting up.
I heard it was going to be like in the afternoon. It was mostly just going to be wet.
Snow's
and then in the evening when it gets colder, then yeah. It's going to start snowing. I know my wife already ordered a new sled, mm-hmm. snow pants on. Mm-hmm. She does that, and then she doesn't go out with the kid. No. I'm going to have to go out there.
Here's the deal.
Freeze my butt
off. It's going to start around noon. It could be sleet to start, but it's going to snow overnight, right? So when you're sleeping, it'll be mm-hmm. snowing.
Yeah.
And it's going to snow into Wednesday morning, probably stop around 4 a.m., but your cars and your roads and your driveways and your streets will be a poop show.
Well, they've already
if
put
it's
down,
8 inches.
They've already put down, they've pre-treated a little bit, so I think
that
we'll
helps.
Be, I think we'll be all right.
That helps. Yeah, but they don't pre-treat my car.
You have to do all the treatment on your car.
That takes freaking forever.
Just preheat it.
I will.
You know how Jason always talks about taking his car to the car wash?
Yeah.
I will say, the other day when we did the Altcast, I took the Metro, and then I walked to the building, and nobody's out there. I'm kind of figuring out what to do. Well, then Jason pulled in, and I just hopped in his car to go into the garage.
Mm-hmm.
That car was so clean inside.
Is it, how often do you go? You go every day?
No, probably.
Ooh, keep it clean.
I try and go like 3 times a week.
But they do hard. The inside too, I guess.
Do you get car wash 3x a week?
Well, yeah, but it's unlimited because I pay monthly. I pay $32 a month, and I get unlimited car washes.
He
I
mean,
you can't use it twice within 24 hours. So every 24 hours,
okay,
you can do it.
Got
he
it.
Didn't have any crumbs, nothing.
Yeah.
I have all
it
crumbs
almost looked like it was detailed.
Ours in the inside, you have to do yourself, and I'm just never going to get out of my car and do that. I don't care
You're
enough.
Never going to pop like a dollar in quarters.
Like
the
but it was just a tale of
I
two
just
cars.
I don't care enough.
Cakes' car was normal.
Yeah.
It wasn't dirty, but Cakes gave me a ride back to the Metro on the way home. And, you know, he had something on the passenger seat, maybe something on the right.
Yeah,
it was
like
normal.
A cord, like a phone
cord.
Yeah,
it wasn't,
you know,
it
like,
wasn't
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
But compared to his?
Oh, yeah. His, I mean, looked
yours
like,
was,
his looked like showroom sparkling, probably.
Yours was the slums
has,
compared to his.
Mine has Kentucky Fried Chicken crumbs.
Oh, right.
I mean, yeah. It has everything. I mean, yeah. Shaving when I shave. I mean, yeah, my car's a dump. In
it's
the
best $32 per month I've ever spent.
It sounds like a great
deal. I mean, it's the best
you.
Deal in town.
I mean, if you go 3 times a week, you're definitely getting your money's worth.
Yeah, I mean, you go twice in a month, you're getting
yeah,
basically
you're good.
Getting
but fun. Do they actually go inside your car to clean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interior clean is critical.
Is that also a Mr. Wash?
No, it's a flagship.
Yeah, because I have the Mr. Wash and the one in Kensington. They have a million vacuums and stuff, but you gotta self.
I don't even
vacuum.
Know if there's a Mr. Wash near my house.
There might not be.
There could be. I just that's not where I go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I like to have a clean car, bud.
So, Cakes, you're in the money. Do you have a big stack so that you like,
no? It's not
like
a big,
when you play on Wednesday.
It's not a big stack.
You'll have to double up pretty quickly.
It's like borderline shove fold type stack. Like it's close to. I have one. I have one real type
rounds.
Move. Yeah.
So did you get anybody angry? Like knocking them out.
Did I get anybody angry?
That's always kind of satisfying when you knock somebody out. And they got to leave the table, and you're like, got him.
Yeah, it didn't really deliver any bad beats for people who are like muttering under their breath, anything like that. Played pretty solid. But I'll tell you this. Being if you're playing poker for a living, one, it's a difficult way to make a living. Two, it's butt unhealthy. I mean, you're just sedentary,
sitting there,
nailed to your seat. I mean, you can get up and stretch and walk around or whatever, but you don't want to miss any hands, so you can only go so far. Then you're just, you have limited time to eat. I mean, it's just. It's
I saw you tweet about
healthy.
A Guinness.
Oh, yeah. I did go get a Guinness during one of the breaks. I think I tweeted this. I think I set a world record. We had a 10-minute break, okay? So I go down from the Grand Ballroom. We've all been in there before. We've had JPOs there upstairs. Down the escalator, peed, went into the casino, had to show the ID, go through the casino, went to the BetMGM Sportsbook, ordered a Guinness draft, got my draft, speed walked back up to the Grand Ballroom and sat down in my seat with 46 seconds left to spare. Mm. Didn't miss a hand.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, it was efficient.
I think you would get a kick out of this. I kind of thought about you, Cakes. So we were having dinner after the Cornell-Yale game.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, one of the waiters, he wasn't our waiter, but he was a waiter from another table. He came over. And mind you, this is Ivy League basketball.
Yeah, sure.
He came over and he went, Cooper Nord. That's okay. Meg's boyfriend. Yeah. He goes, one of the best three-point shooters in the country. Oh. He was like in awe.
He was starstruck.
And I looked at him and I was like, I couldn't understand what was going on because, you know, it's not like Ivy League basketball is that big. It's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, how'd you recognize Cooper? He goes, I'm a professional sports bettor.
Oh,
and he said,
he's also a waiter. So, like, I don't know.
Right.
Good point. What exactly does that mean? Yeah. You're a professional.
Well, he said he lived in Vegas for like 10 years.
Okay, so I'm a professional.
Sure.
Because I probably put as many bets in per week as he does.
He lived in Vegas, he said, for 10 years. He was a pro poker player.
Okay.
And a sports bettor.
Right.
And I don't know if it was because he had kids or something with his wife or whatever, but he moved back to Ithaca.
Why does he try to find a third stream of really unsteady income?
I don't know.
Poker player and sports bettor.
But this guy was a huge. He knew all about Cornell. He knew all about Coop.
Oh, he's dialed in.
He knew his
in.
Whole history.
Yeah.
He was completely dialed in. That's and then I started nice. Talking to him about PLO and poker tournaments and cash games. And he told me all
Love
the casinos
it.
That he played
Love
at.
Love it. Wish I was there.
No offense to your guy, Coop. If the Wizards win the lottery and have the first pick, I hope they don't write down the wrong Coop.
No.
Because they better be picking Cooper Flag.
I think my man Will Dawkins
is going to be all over it.
There's no doubt about it. But it was wild.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was wild to see that.
That's funny. All right, coming up on the show today on a Tuesday, we will get into the Wizards-Spurs last night from Capital One Arena. We can talk about Luka's debut and more. And here's your guest lineup for today. Ben Vallin will join us at 7:25. We'll talk NFL with him. Adam Kaplan also covers the NFL and the Eagles. He's going to join the show coming up at 8:40. And we'll have the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins men's basketball program. That's Kevin
awesome.
Willard. He's going to be on the show at 9 o'clock, so keep listening to the Junks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Junkies Text Line is presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. All right, let's get into the Junkie Sports page. The Wiz were in action last night. It was a reunion between Wemby and his guy Bilal, former teammates over in France.
You know what's weird about that? Yeah. At the end of the game, I didn't see them dap each other up. There's also a reunion between twin brothers. How often does that happen in the NBA?
Twin brothers, refresh my memory.
Chipogne, however you say their name.
The Champagne brothers.
Champagne.
Very good.
That's pretty wild. Twins in the NBA. I guess you got the Morris brothers.
They said during the broadcast it was the first time they've actually seen them play together at the same time on the same court.
Is that Julian and Justin?
Yeah.
Right?
The parents were there in the stands. It was pretty cool.
They were talking trash. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
That is funny.
I tell you, Wemby was awesome. He had 4 threes in a row at one point.
He had a bomb one, right?
Yeah.
From the logo.
He was pretty special. But I thought Vukovic or whatever wasn't
Savage,
bad.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad. He's got some
He's
potential.
An intriguing young player.
He's
no
got
doubt
some
about
potential.
It. He's a stretch four, I guess.
Yeah, he impressed
me. De'Aaron Fox is legit, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just so fast. Gets to the free throw line. He just, gets fouled all the time. So the Wiz played their third game in four nights.
They put up a pretty good fight, dude, because at one point it was like 40 to 15.
Yeah.
It was crazy in the first quarter.
First quarter. And then Washington came back and made it decent in the first. They were down 10 at the end of
Well, later, I think it was like 45 all or something.
Then they won the second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but they lose by 10. 131, 121. That's an over. Wemby hit 12 buckets, five of them threes, had 15 boards, three blocks, finished with 31. De'Aaron Fox had 30. For the Wiz,
hit nine guys in double figures.
Yeah.
All guys that played last night were in double figures. So,
yep.
Look, I think there's reason to be optimistic.
Steph Castle, by the way, the rookie, expected. 7 for 9. He had 16.
But the young guys are contributing. You look at what George and Carrington did, both in double figures, and Koulibaly gets to 10. You got all your young guys getting in double figures.
Since the Cavs game, Jordy Poole has been...
He's cooled off.
It's been rough.
Well, at least he still has a green light to shoot 4 for 18 from the field.
Yeah, and look at his threes.
Mm-hmm. 2 for 13.
Yeah. Man,
he is what you call a volume shooter.
It's not bashful.
Yeah. The Wiz took 47 threes last night. No. Hit less than 30% of them.
Mm.
And the Spurs hit 17 of 38, so yeah, they were super efficient.
Generally, that team's going to win.
Yeah.
They're battling, though, to get into the playoffs. I think the NBA would love to see the Spurs make the playoffs,
oh, yeah.
at least make the play-in. But right now, they're on the outside looking in, and it's interesting. I've been paying a little attention to the Western Conference. I know we're going to talk about the Lakers here momentarily because it was Luka's debut. But at the bottom, Golden State made that trade for Jimmy Butler. And they are the 10th seed right now. Sacramento is obviously shaking things up by trading away De'Aaron Fox. And now they have Zach LaVine, who's there with DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
They're the 9 seed. And the Mavericks are sliding back. So the Mavericks, yep. who now don't have Anthony Davis, I think they lost by 1 last night.
Yep, lost
they're sliding home. Back. So maybe the Spurs get in there. But right now, on the outside looking in, you've got a couple... You know, kind of heavyweights just based on who's on the team. Yeah. Phoenix is on the outside looking in. That's KD and Booker and Beal. And then you've got the Spurs with Wemby on the outside looking in of the playoffs. So
they probably,
I think it's going to be interesting to see who gets in there.
They probably thought they were going to make a run after making the De'Aaron Fox move. And maybe they do, but I think they're 3 games back of the 10 seed right now, the yeah. play-in. So let's see what happens. But
the team that surprised me this year, Clippers. I kind of thought the Clippers were going to fade out of the playoff picture.
Yeah, where are they currently in the
sixth?
Sixth, yeah. Well, the Mavs lost, like you said, they lost at home last night to the Kings, 129-128 in OT. And the Mavs fans were not happy. They were chanting, "Fire Nico." They booed the owner of the Mavs when he came back in after halftime to sit down courtside. One fan, I believe, was ejected. I'm pretty sure he was ejected because he said "Fire Nico" on the Jumbotron when they showed him.
Oh, I think he wasn't the only one.
No, he wasn't the only one.
They can eject you for that?
I think they ejected
him. That's crazy.
Nico Harrison, apparently the guy who pulled the trigger on the Luka deal, apparently had to hire full-time security for his home.
Yeah.
He's getting threatened everywhere. And then if you kind of look at some of the things around it,
yeah,
it seems like he made the move based on the new owners.
Mm-hmm.
The new owners said something about Luka's fitness and whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Cuban said he didn't find out till it was too late, and he told the new owner, nix the deal.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Dirk Nowitzki, who's Mr. Maverick, he was in the Lakers game last night.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, and like when that trade happened, he had one of those emojis, I don't know, teary eyes, whatever it was.
Does he live in? He probably lives in L.A.
I don't know.
I would guess he lives in Dallas.
Did you see the fan at the Wizards game that held up the sign that said something to the effect of "Put Wemby on the Luka diet" to help him fill out a little bit? Kind of made me laugh.
Well, those fans that were ejected, apparently they violated the code of conduct.
Okay.
In Dallas, which says
don't join on the owners. Basically,
no offensive clothing, garments, or signs displaying explicit language,
okay.
profanity, or derogatory characterizations towards any person.
Okay.
So "Fire Nico" gets you tossed.
I guess it does.
Anthony Davis, yeah. a great player. He's a Hall of Famer, superior defensive player, but that trade's not going to go well for them.
Probably not.
In my opinion. The only way that they could justify it is they won a championship either this year or next year, and I don't see it happening.
Well, look, that's why the Mavs fans are so pissed. You know, they're fire the GM, but it happened. And Luka did make his debut last night. First time since Christmas he's played, so it's been, you know, roughly a month and a half.
I think he was on a minutes restriction.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. Let's see. They won. They beat the Jazz, who were terrible. Jazz are 12-40, 7-22 away from home.
He didn't shoot particularly well. I think he was 1-7 from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
But when LeBron and Luka were on the court together, they were something like +22.
Let's see. Luka finished 5 for 14, 1 for 7, but he did have 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Had a nice lob to Jackson Hayes for a dunk. He was getting like double and triple teamed when he was getting in the lane and just dishing it out for threes. So, he had 24 minutes. He had 14 points in 24 minutes. LeBron finished with 24, 8, and 7. So he was two boards shy of triple-double, two boards shy and two assists shy of a triple-double. He also got hurt at the end of the game, had to leave the game, but I think he'll be fine. But anyway, 132-113 win for the Lakers in Luka's debut.
I do think it's going to make it interesting for the playoffs and brought a little life to the NBA because a lot of people, and we did a whole segment on people being out on the NBA.
But now football's over, so all the focus is on hoops.
I'm a huge fan, but I didn't have as much interest in the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. And now I'm kind of paying a little attention. And the Lakers, they've won 6 in a row, 9 of their last 10. They're up to the 4 seed in the Western Conference, where, the last couple of years, they get a lot of the headlines and get a lot of the attention, but they were kind of a play-in team.
Yeah. So I would agree. I mean, now you're kind of focusing on them and focusing on some of these other teams. We'll see what the Warriors do now that the Butler deal went through. Warriors, I believe, won last night, and 125-111 over Milwaukee. Giannis is going to be out for a while. He's been hurt, but Steph had 38, so he was just balling. And I think the Warriors are like 500,
but one game above 500 now.
One game above 500. There
but
you go.
Maybe the Jimmy Butler addition will have them climb the standings significantly.
Hey, college hoops last night. Props to the local boys. Dwayne Simpkins at AU. They won at home over Lafayette. Their best player, Matt Rogers, who finished with 19, hit a bucket with 3 seconds left to give him a win. Really good job by Dwayne Simpkins because last year they struggled, but they returned a bunch of guys, and they are currently number one in the Patriot League. They won their 10th conference game. They've won 9 out of 10. They're 16-10 and 10-3 in the Patriots. So
that's impressive.
Nice
got
job.
Got on a heater.
They've
good
got,
for him.
They've got 5 games left, including games against Army, who's second in the Patriot, and against Bucknell, and that's always tough. They do play Navy, who they lost to earlier in the year. So they got 5 conference games. Some of these smaller conferences only have 4 or 5 conference games left until their conference tournament starts. So nice job, Dwayne Simpkins. A nice job, Kenny Blakeney at Howard. They went to UMES and won by 20. They are 5-2 in the MEAC, currently second behind Norfolk State in the conference. So both the DeMatha boys won last night with AU and Howard.
I mean, you've been saying this for a while. Most of the locals are improved this year, right? George Mason's good. George Washington with Caputo.
Yep.
They're playing good
obviously
basketball.
The Terps. We're going to have K-Dub on the show later.
Terps are the best of the bunch, and Georgetown improved from last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're a tournament team. Probably not. But
not a tournament team.
They're definitely improved.
Yeah. Nationally, Clemson, who is now ranked, pummeled Carolina by 20. We talked about their stud center, their Russian center, Victor Lockin, who had 22 last night and 4 of 3s. He's about a 7-footer, transferred in from Cincinnati, and he stretches the floor. He's a really good player. And Clemson's now ranked 23 after that win over Duke at home over the weekend. So they pounded Carolina, who's not good this year. And then Houston, who's ranked 6, beat Baylor. So tonight, you were talking about George Mason. George Mason does play tonight. Got to get Tony Skin on the show here. They're tops in the A-10 right now. So
good job by Coach Skin.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, a bunch of the locals are much improved. And George Mason's going to play at St. Louis tonight. At 8 o'clock. Also, a bunch of ranked teams playing tonight. Number one, Auburn's going to play at Vandy. Florida's playing at Mississippi State. Tennessee's at Kentucky. 9 teams in the SEC are ranked in the top 25. So there's a bunch of SEC games tonight. Did you guys hear about the reporter that was covering the Super Bowl for Telemundo who was murdered?
I did not. That sounds awful.
This is a crazy story.
Murdered in New Orleans?
Yep. Adon Manzano, who was a sports reporter for Telemundo, he was murdered by a woman named Danette Colbert. And not sure how they met, but apparently she drugged him, went back to whatever hotel he was staying at, and I'm not sure what the cause of death was. It could have been an overdose.
Said he was drugged.
Yeah. So they ended up arresting her.
And who is she? Is she a reporter?
No. She's just a street woman. Yeah. I mean,
she was going to rob.
I like that description.
She's just
she was going to rob.
She's a hustler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just, who knows? I mean, she's, and apparently she's been arrested for this exact same crime before, not for murder, but pretty sad story. He was from Kansas City and he was working for, like I said, Telemundo and Tico Sports covering the Super Bowl.
Yeah. The police chief there said, quote, is, she's definitely a career criminal.
Yeah. So she needs to go away forever. But it's a sad story. Or that reporter. The reporter was young, too. He looked like he was
so maybe apparently
in his late 20s.
Could have been you, Cakes, when you wandered around New Orleans.
I mean, true. But listen to, this could have been me, too. Like, in a what she does. Yeah. Here's her MO. The police chief says her criminal history includes, quote, two instances where she drugged the victim and stole his access device and cards. Both the incidents occurred in 2022 in Vegas. She allegedly met men at casinos, either drugging or assaulting them, and then stealing more than $50,000 worth of cash, thousands of dollars worth of casino chips, expensive jewelry, etc.
Yep.
She's a grifter, criminal.
Yeah, she stole his credit cards, and she was using his credit cards all over New Orleans.
Who carries that kind of cash? I guess if you're in a casino and you're gambling.
Yeah.
You're on a heater.
Or maybe she just found out his pin on his ATM. Or
could have.
Can only get a few hundred out, usually.
Yeah, usually in ATMs, they let you go back multiple times.
I see people using the ATM in the casino, and I just shudder thinking of like what the fee is going to be. Mm-hmm. What sort of vague are they paying to use the ATM in a casino?
Yeah.
Can't be cheap.
Couple of Super Bowl stories. First of all, the NFL sent a letter of apology to Lil Wayne. Vic was talking about this yesterday.
Oh, really? Because
after they chose Kendrick Lamar over Lil Wayne for the Super Bowl halftime show, Lil Wayne was denied the chance to headline this year's halftime show in New Orleans, a move which sparked outrage given the fact that he is from New Orleans.
Right.
Born and raised there, and of course, we were talking about the halftime show yesterday. And
this is kind of weird. They're apologizing to him.
They sent a letter
because they're responding to the grief they got for the lackluster Kendrick Lamar performance.
That's the report.
That's wild.
Yep.
So that's definitely a shot at Jay-Z, who they've kind of deferred to. They have an agreement with. He picks all the artists.
Yeah.
Wild.
Well,
I thought it was beforehand. It wasn't a response to anything that happened.
But
at
they
the
sent him an apology before the appearance?
I think so. It was just about because he's been a long time involved with like doing NFL coverage on NFL.
I mean, he would be a no brainer, you would think.
He does stuff all the time. And so there was a lot of people who felt slighted or felt that like this should have been Lil Wayne's show.
Yeah.
I mean, he's from Louisiana.
Yeah, from New Orleans.
It was interesting. I mean, that performance didn't really do much for me. I'm not pro or anti Kendrick Lamar. I'm kind of neutral on him.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed the stands and just what I saw.
Yeah.
It was like you were watching kid basketball. No response. It's like nobody in the crowd was bouncing.
Were they even in the crowd or were they already?
The crowd was just sitting there and he's performing and there's like literally no response from the crowd.
Yeah. This is biased because it's our listeners, but our listeners in the poll. Loved it 9%, liked it 14%. Mm-hmm. So by my math, that's 23% positive.
Yeah.
29% were meh, and 48% thumbs down.
Meh or thumbs down, though, was like 75%.
I will say I watched the halftime show yesterday on YouTube. The best part of that halftime, the dancers were unbelievable.
Mm.
That was the best part for me. I didn't listen to one line that Kendrick Lamar sang, but the dancers were so in sync, and they were incredible. That was the best part of the halftime
show. If the dancing is the best part, I'm 1,000% out because I'm not into dancing.
Those guys were incredible. There was like 40 of them, and they were so
in sync. I respect their talent.
They were so in sync. I couldn't believe it.
It does nothing for me.
I also think
that's what I watched.
Yeah. There were,
you know who does nothing for me? Kendrick.
I think there also were messages that Kendrick put out there. And if I need to like go to a cheat sheet on what certain things mean, it's just over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My message was...
I caught the Serena Williams thing because she used to be with Drake, and so that was a shot at Drake. But he had a couple other things. I mean, I could catch that he was doing a flag bit.
Yeah.
Right.
But then when they split the dancers, that was supposed to be symbolic of a divided country.
Pardon me if I'm not into Serena.
Too much for me.
Pardon me if I'm not into Serena crip walking during the dance.
I don't think I caught any of it. I mean, I saw it when they were standing there like a flag, but I, you know.
Yeah.
Huh. Very little.
But then it divided, EP.
I think I went up and got my second beer during Kendrick Lamar. Pretty sure that's what happened.
All right. And last but not least, the ratings. I don't know if it's official yet. Drab, you might know more on this, but Fox Sports is projecting a Super Bowl record audience of over 126 million U.S. viewers across TV and streaming platforms.
With the terrible game.
Man.
With the terrible game.
Oof.
So 126 million, like I said, would be a record. Last year was almost 124 million when Kansas City beat San Francisco on CBS. So a couple more million over that, and that is an NFL television record.
I'm surprised you didn't mention. I see it on TV right now because I remember Valdez saying either yesterday or before that it was going to be Tiger Week. Looks like it's not going to be Tiger Week.
No, I know. It didn't make sense to me that he was playing so quickly after his mom died.
Yeah.
Now, he's probably also not ready, which is what he's saying. Who knows? He's saying he's not emotionally ready.
Well,
but
that probably makes sense.
I don't know. Didn't make sense to me.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into Deebo Samuel. He wants out of San Francisco. What would he like?
What would he look like
wearing a Commander's uniform? Is he a good fit here?
What is he?
29, 30, maybe?
Okay.
31.
Where else could he potentially land? We'll get into Deebo next on The Fan. Don't forget Ben Vallin, who covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. He'll join us coming up at 7:25. So we wanted to get into these Deebo trade rumors. Apparently he wants out of San Francisco. So SB Nation... They ranked 7 teams that might be interested in his services.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go
Washington's,
through them. Let's
I'm sure they're
them.
In there.
Let's go through these 7 teams in order. At number 7, they have the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. To add them to the mix, and the Broncos have over $30 million in cap space, would be another weapon for Bo Nix. They don't have a ton of receiving options there outside of Cortland Sutton, so that would seem to make sense to help out their young second-year quarterback heading into next season in Bo Nix. Jason will be interested in team number 6. It's the New England Patriots. Same kind of similar situation, devoid of a lot of options on offense. He would make sense with a young quarterback in Drake May. Because they kind of have a weird mix of wideouts at this point. No real stars. Deebo would clearly be the number one option in that offense if he showed up in New England.
Mm-hmm.
So the Patriots are at 6 on this list from SB Nation. The Giants come in at number 5 because the expectation is the Giants, they're picking high. They have to pick a quarterback. And if you pick a quarterback, you want to give him some established weapons. Deebo would look nice on the other side from Malik Nabers in New York.
I see where you're going, though. I haven't heard a certain team yet.
Giants are 5 on a list of 7. Coming in at 4, I was a little bit surprised by this name, the Pittsburgh Steelers. He doesn't strike me as like a Steelers type of guy.
Yeah, but they need help at receiver too.
They do. I mean,
they need weapons.
George Pickens is weird. It's kind of wild.
He's now good.
He's really talented, but he's a handful.
Well, so is Deebo.
Deebo's a handful too. So, like, does Tom want to deal with both of those guys on the same offense?
Yeah, but you know that. If Arthur Smith stays, he likes to run, and you can run Deebo as well.
That is true. It's a very good point. Third on the list, the L.A. Chargers. Compare him up with Ladd McConkey, who had a really good rookie season. Another weapon for Justin Herbert.
And they also like to run the ball.
Roman and Harbaugh, we know they like to run the ball. Haven't heard the Commander's name yet. At number 2 on the list, the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of surprising, too, because Diggs is there. He'll be coming back from the ACL, but maybe they look
at Tank Dell. He got hurt.
He got hurt, and he didn't have near the season he had as a rookie, as a second-year player. So if you add him to Nico Collins, you have a potentially explosive offense there, and that's a team that was majoring in running the ball a lot in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to try to get away from that. It's kind of the reason they got away from Bobby Slowick. And coming in at number 1 on this list.
Number 1.
The Washington Commanders.
Wow.
here's their explanation. When a team strikes gold to the quarterback on a rookie deal, that gives them a big window of opportunity. Take the Texans, who loaded up around C.J. Stroud last offseason with additions such as Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, and Danielle Hunter. Both teams have played in Super Bowl 59, took advantage of rookie windows as the Chiefs and Eagles built around Mahomes and Hurts before it was time for long-term extensions.
I don't like it, Cakes. Maybe I'm swayed by the picture that we all saw of Debo at the Super Bowl. Seemed like he was on Radio Row. He was wearing his boys' jersey, which was controversial. You said he didn't support it because he's wearing his Eagles jersey, but apparently he's tight with A.J. Brown. But it did look like he kind of had that dad bod figure.
Come on.
He's a tank.
In training camp, he's not going to look tank. Like that.
His numbers also slid down this year.
His numbers. Well,
that's
hurt.
The Big most dip. Important thing. He played 15 games.
I mean, he was injured for most of those games.
I mean, what do you mean a big dip? He didn't hit the end zone as many times, but 51 catches is not bad.
Yeah, but his yards per reception went down. Look, in 2021, he was averaging 18 yards a catch, down to 13 yards. The year before, he was at 15 yards.
It's not that big a difference. It's in the same realm.
Look, the entire offense.
His rookie year was 14.
There are a lot of reasons for this because, first of all, one, he was battling injuries for most of the year. Mm-hmm. All right. So he clearly wasn't the same player. Two, McCaffrey was out. All right. So defenses didn't have to focus on any, you know, one guy in the run game. they focused on the receivers. Ayuk was out. All right. So it was a totally different situation. There are reasons his numbers were down. It's not just because he took a big dip talent-wise. Here's the problem. He's got 1 year left on his contract.
Yeah.
And he's going to want an extension.
Sure.
And the 49ers told his agent, Tony Dandy, Tony, Debo, you go out and try and find a deal. And if it makes sense for us, we'll do it. So if Tony Dandy and Debo don't reach out to the Commanders for a deal, then maybe they're kind of just focused on two or three teams that are willing to trade for him and give him an extension. Maybe that's not Washington.
All right, so I'm out. Does that mean you're in?
I'm possibly in. I think he's a beast.
Possibly. I mean, are you in or are you out?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, it looks like
he's giving him an extension?
Probably.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm not just signing him. I'm not just taking him for 1 year.
And what are you trading for?
I don't know.
Third round pick?
No, I don't want to go that high for Debo. How about a fourth rounder this upcoming draft and a sixth rounder in the future?
I would do that.
I don't know.
Seems to me that's not very much.
Do you think Adam Peters wants to sign him to a fat deal where you have a bunch of money tied up in Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel? I don't know if he's going to want to do that.
He's going to get a massive deal. Relative.
2 years? 2 year extension?
I don't know if he's going to get a massive deal at that age, but maybe.
Only had one 1,000-yard season receiving.
Yeah, but they're a nice complimentary receiver.
Yeah. Look at what he does in the run game.
Credentials. Yeah,
if he's healthy, which is a big if, he'll give you 250 to 300 rushing
yards.
He's
a good player. He's kind of a head case, but he's really talented.
And he's only hit 300 once in his career, Cakes, rushing.
I said like 250 to 300 if he's healthy.
He's a receiver.
I know, but I'm saying maybe we're overstating how much he runs the ball because the last 3 years – it's 232, 225, 136.
You just look at the carries. It's around the 40 range.
Look, they feature him. That's not gonna, they don't give him 15 carries a game, but he could get two or three
carries a game. Yeah.
He's still a factor, but kind of just depends on what you want to give up for him. Do you want to give up a player and a fourth rounder? Okay. But I'm guessing there's going to be a team out there that's going to give him a third rounder.
I just put it up as our poll of the day. Our poll of the day brought to you by Surfside. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka, lemonade and vodka. They're the best perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find them at your local bars and at your local liquor stores. They have a variety. 8 packs, must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Would you or should you trade for Debo Samuel?
He's just turned 29.
29, yeah.
He's actually been healthier, at least as far as games played, than I thought. I thought he missed a lot more games. So he's probably playing hurt.
He was.
But, you know, 16, 13, 15, 15, not horrific. He's never played, I guess the 1 year he played a full 16 games. I don't know. I would be intrigued because I just know what a talent he is. I would be intrigued.
Look, Peters knows him better than anybody. Yeah. So if Peters is in love with him, if he loves Debo Samuel, he'll get him on the roster. My vibe is probably doesn't love Debo at 20 plus million a year.
Well, he's not 20 million a year. He's 17 is what I think.
I mean, if he gets a new deal, he's going to be well. I mean, look at what receivers are pulling in right now in the league.
Like, I don't know, but are 30-year-old receivers getting that?
They may not. I mean, he might get like a 2-year, 20 million, 25 million extensions. He's not going to get a 2-year, 40 million.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
I'm out.
Number two.
I'm out. I think he's overhyped.
I defer to Peters. He knows his character.
Well, of course. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I think he's one of these guys, bigger name than maybe the production. I just compared him to Olamide Zaccheaus.
Yeah.
Who, how would you describe Zaccheaus on Washington?
Run of the mill.
He had 6 more catches than Zaccheaus this year. 6.
Well, again,
he had the same number of touchdowns.
He had a down year.
You're not listening to me.
He's
when
a more impactful player than Zaccheaus.
I understand.
No, you're not.
More
you just look
story.
At the stats. That's all you do. You just look
no,
at stats and go.
I know what you're saying.
Watch the games, and then also, you know, the other guys who are hurt factor in to other guys' production. It just does. Their offense was affected by injuries the entire year.
So you're pro-trading for him?
Well, I don't know if I'm pro-trading for him. Depends on what you're going to trade for him. I think he can still be a significant contributor.
I'm open to it. I don't know anything about his character. I have no idea. If he's a character guy, hardworking guy that the guys love, I'm okay.
Well, I mean, look, he grabbed the face mask of his long snapper.
Yeah, he was a douche on the sideline of his teammate.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see what Mahomes did to Samaje Perine? Did you see that yesterday?
That's all, he snubbed him.
No, I didn't see that.
At the end of the game, it's over.
Yeah.
He's going by. He's giving everybody a handshake on his team. And then everyone stands up, gives him a pound, whatever.
Right.
Samaje stands up, and I guess he's pissed because he dropped the ball or something. He just snubbed him.
I didn't see
that. And
then
went to the next guy, and then he stares at him. It was one of the rudest things I've ever seen.
Was that late in the game?
It was at the very end of the game.
Yeah,
like, he was on
the
sideline. Honestly, Drabby, taking my Pat Mahomes, good guy, whatever.
Tossing that out?
Taking that out. That was a bad look for Pat. Bad look.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that. I didn't think that much of it.
I thought
he was just locked in on Kelce.
Yes, any chance he was just distracted.
At him. It was a deliberate snub. It was not a good look. I'm out on Pat Mahomes. He's a good guy.
I've never been that in on Pat Mahomes, so I mean it's fine.
Well, I was kind of going with the idea. Yeah, for a star, he's a pretty good guy.
Right.
Well, maybe Perine is a douche.
I don't know that, but I'm going to give Perine the benefit of the doubt.
Why?
He's a former commander.
Pat Mahomes has been in this. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it just. I don't know. Even if he was a douche, you still would just be respectful to each other. I personally.
So what happens if 5 minutes before that, Perine goes, "You suck"?
All right, I'm going to guess he didn't.
You blew the game.
I'm going to guess he didn't.
Well, you're guessing on Mahomes.
No. I'm team Perine, Pat Mahomes, douche.
You'll be the only member on team Perine.
Listen, I'm not saying Perine.
Small team. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just telling
team
you.
Team of one.
Mahomes looks like a douche in that.
That's a bad look if he
did that. It's a bad look for Mahomes.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 7:25, we'll be joined by Ben Valin. He covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. Also, in the 7 o'clock hour, you want to keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica when they come to Northwest Stadium in May of 2025. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.